This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. All states and UTs express unanimous solidarity and support to the armed forces on Operation Sindoor during the Governing Council meeting of the Niti Aayog in Delhi yesterday. Briefing media, Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam said that there was anger over what happened in Pahalgam, and everyone commended the role and the valor of defense forces and the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
Operation Sindoor is not a show of army strength. It has to be converted to social strength because society came out and supported our action. Similarly, Vikasit Bharat is not the idea of a chief minister or an individual or anybody in the system. It has to get converted into a people's movement.
Mr. Subramaniam said that during this meeting, Prime Minister stressed that achieving the goal of the Viksit Bharat would require the strength of Team India, which was shown during Operation Sindoor. Mr. Subramaniam said that 31 out of 36 states and the UTs participated in the Governing Council meeting of the Niti Aayog. He said that the highest ever participation of the Governing Council of the Niti Aayog. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked the states to develop at least one tourist destination per state at par with the global standards and by providing all facilities and infrastructure. Chairing the 10th Governing Council meeting of the Niti Aayog in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister emphasized on one state, one global destination, saying that this would also lead in the development of the neighboring cities as tourist places. Stressing on the need to work towards the future-ready cities, the PM Modi said that India is getting rapidly urbanized. He highlighted that the growth, innovation and the sustainability should be the engine for the development of the cities. The Prime Minister also emphasized on the need to increase the speed of the development, stating that if the centre and the states come together and work together like Team India, no goal is impossible. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program in Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 122nd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast this program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for Delhi and the nearby areas, warning a strong thunderstorms, rain and the high wind speeds over the next 2 to 3 hours. According to the IMD, the thunderstorm still is approaching Delhi and adjoining areas from the west and northwest. Under its influence, severe thunderstorm or dust-raising wind activity accompanied by frequent lightning and the gusty winds reaching a speed of 40 to 60 kilometers per hour or more will likely affect the areas in the city in the next 1 to 2 hours. The IMD has cautioned people to avoid the open spaces and not to take shelter under the trees. The southwest monsoon has set in over Kerala yesterday, 8 days before the normal date. This is the earliest date of monsoon onset over Kerala after the year 2009, where it hit on the 23rd of May. With the arrival of the southwest monsoon, a very heavy rain alert has been issued in Kerala for the upcoming days. The West Bengal, the Indian Meteorological Department, has forecasted the onset of the southwest monsoon earlier than the usual. In Kerala, the State Disaster Management Authority has issued a public warning after the Coast Guard reported a possible leakage of the dangerous substances from cargo that fell off the ship in the Arabian Sea about 38 nautical miles southwest of Kochi coast. The KSDMA warned the people, particularly those along the coast of the fishermen, to not touch or explore the objects that fell into the sea, which is believed to contain marine gas oil and very low sulfur fuel oil. People have been asked to inform the police in case they come across such objects. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Punjab Kings by 6 wickets at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night. After being invited to bat, Punjab scored 206 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. Shreyas Iyer scored 53 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.